Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
Why?
With Ben and Woods.
Let me tell you why I am a dumbass.
Presented by Hamul Casino.
Yes!
On 97.3 The Fan.
Don't do this with Ben and Woods. Charlie Hoffman joining us less than 10 minutes away. So we got to get a move on with our stories that make you shake your head, Woods. And I will get us started. An update yesterday told you about the firing of Jeremy Pruitt, the head coach at the University of Tennessee, after a recruiting scandal was unearthed at the school. My God! Illegal benefits for players to try to get them to come join the Volunteers. Now, it's the oldest story in college football.
Oh, yeah.
But the update today is kind of juicy. This courtesy of Dan Patrick and his sources, who said what really got the University of Tennessee into trouble is they'd have recruits, you know, like high school seniors, come for campus visits. And what they'd do is they'd hand them a bag of McDonald's, a McDonald's bag, just filled with cash.
Oh, my God. Why don't they recruit that way in radio?
I don't know. It's
they don't get anything.
I mean, can you make it seem any more seedy than just putting it in a McDonald's bag? Here you go, kid. Well, let's come play for the Volunteers.
A bag of cash.
A bag of cash. I'm sure the recruits, we're loving it, but.
What do I do with that?
Tennessee is not loving it anymore as they are facing numerous NCAA violations and a major investigation.
I carry a lot of stress in my neck. And when you said that, my neck tensed up, and now my neck hurts even more than it did before. I got an update for you guys on that awful story that actually had a happy ending. As New York Mets former general manager Jared Porter was fired yesterday, but the don't do this goes...
Not a happy ending for him.
No, not at all. But on Tuesday, Mets president Sandy Alderson, he stepped in it. He did a news conference with the media and basically divulged a bunch of information about the identity of the person that broke the story to Jeff Passan and Mina Kimes, mostly Mina Kimes, by the way. But yeah, Sandy Alderson gets on here and essentially is... it says it contained an incredible amount of mammoth missteps. It didn't exactly provide much faith that the Mets organization has actually turned a page. But the biggest and possibly most consequential error came from Alderson himself, stating a crucial detail relating to the female journalist's identity, which was deliberately not included in the ESPN story.
He said the country where she was from.
Yep.
Which, if you're in baseball, will probably... almost certainly identify who that person is or limit it to a handful of two or three. I mean, there's not that many female reporters in baseball, specifically from other countries.
Yeah, that left their post.
So that information pretty much, for at least some people, identifies it. Now, I will say this. I was on Twitter. I saw that story yesterday.
Yeah.
I am impressed because I didn't see one reporter who actually tweeted out the country. I don't know what it is. Because they were actually more responsible than Sandy Alderson was in not repeating the quote that he said during his press conference.
Yeah, man. A lot of people were calling for Sandy to get canned as well from Steve Cohen. I don't know that that's going to happen, but I did see something yesterday. They're not even going to pursue a new GM until next year. Is that right?
Yeah, they're just going to kind of divide responsibilities, and Sandy's going to oversee things. I thought the best tweet, though, yesterday kind of summed it all up. Yahoo reporter Hannah Kaiser tweeted, Sandy Alderson said they got all glowing reviews of character in their interview process with Jared Porter. So I asked him if they consulted any women. He said no.
Nope.
Well, you got glowing reviews from a bunch of men who worked with him because, you know what? He didn't harass any of them with 65 text messages that were unsolicited. Well, he was very professional in his dealings at work. But obviously, they didn't ask enough questions and they didn't dig deep enough in investigating their new general manager.
Man, that is just gnarly. By the way, if I was a recruit and they handed me a big bag of McDonald's, I would be happy with just the McDonald's in the
bag. Right. Is that a recruiting violation? I think you're actually allowed to feed recruits. You could give them all the McDonald's they wanted. You just can't put stacks of 20s in the bag.
Hey, Dad, it's me. How's the visit? Oh, the visit's going great. I'm in. You're kidding. Yeah, I mean, I walked up, got off the tarmac. They handed me a giant bag of McDonald's. I'm sold. I'm in. What's in there? Three Big Macs, three large fries, a sundae. I'm in.
At $500.
$500. Love it.
I don't know. Was there any food? I don't know. That's Don't Do This on a Wednesday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. Charlie Hoffman is PGA Tour veteran, a friend of the program, and back in California as the PGA Tour kicks off its Cali swing this week in La Quinta, and then heading to Torrey Pines next week for the Farmers Insurance Open. We'll chat with Charlie, catch up with him coming up next. Right now, though, the inauguration continuing in Washington, D.C. Let's get a radio.com news update.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.